Okay, continuing with some of the Torahs we had spreading the Rinachman based upon Shim they're given about 10 years ago in Shul. But very importantly, discussed at one point the Torahs of Rinachman about his Indian, his approach to Limud HaTorah. It's really based upon Sichas Haran Ayin Vav. So we'll just pick it up. We'll explain, giving over what he shared at that time. The main thing that you have to know is that we're connected to every single thing in Yiddishkeit. We all have to understand that every single level that we've heard about, that we know about, it's relevant to all of us, that the highest levels, the highest madrigas in Torah, in Midos, in Emunah, in Tefillah, Bitochon, they're all relevant to me. I can achieve them. I can reach them. I can make them mine, because really, bad some they are mine. I'm just getting back what is rightfully mine. It's a way of being ma'or and arousing ourselves, letting us know to what point we can reach. It's ma'or. It awakens within ourselves like a want. It's a ratzon. It's a longing that I should also one day achieve my potential. But it doesn't stop there. Reb Nosson discusses it's not enough. Even though it's very good to have svarim, to hear a lot, his orus, people wake us up and pump us up, we should want to achieve and we should want to grow. But the main thing isn't the hisorus. The main thing is to give us aitzis, to give practical advice. How do I achieve my goals? It's very good that you let me know it's rightfully mine, that I can get the highest madrigas in Torah, but how do I achieve them? What does it have to do with me? How am I going to get there? So Reb Portnoy shared a few ideas about Reb Nosson speaks about. This idea everyone could achieve the highest levels in Torah. It's a broad subject and it can't touch upon really everything, but at least to give over a few of the basic nekudos. So, the first thing that he spoke about was something about the idea of doing lishma, right? Doing things for the sake of Hashem, which most of us think is, you know, very, very high, exalted, lofty level. I should do something lishma, right? Only to think of Hashem, not think about anything else, not think anything, nothing, only about Hashem. So, the way he gave it over was like, in most places, they'll tell you, you want to learn Torah, don't worry about lishma. You tell Bachrim, you know, when you're 14, if you learn well, you're going to be the next Rosh Hashiva. You'll be the next Gadol Hador. If you learn now, you're going to be the highest. You're going to be a posate. The whole world's going to look at you. That 14-year-old, and he hears as he gets all pumped up. They pump you up, Shalol Lishma. And we thought that's how it works. Because people really don't have a feeling for Hashem like they should be feeling, right? So instead of that, Kavod, respect, recognition, that's something we all understand. So when you're 14-year-old, you tell the kid you're going to be the best kid, you'll be the best bachur in the class. Okay, that's nice. Then you get to 18 to 20, what do you tell him? If you learn well, you're going to get the best shidduch. And then, if you're after that, you tell the guy, if you learn well, you can be the best guy, your top guy in the kolel. And you're older, you tell him, you keep, you know if you, when for a slurpee only works so far. A certain age, you have to like, what's called supersize the slurpee. You have to throw out more things, the more shalol lishmas into the guy's life. It's brought down this way by tzaddikim. The shalach understands that that's how you teach children. When they're little, they understand candies. Okay, when they're older, they understand clothing. It's good. But Reb Nachman tells us, when you get closer to Mashiach, this isn't going to work anymore. You know, he reportedly left he told a cute story. He said, before he came to Breslau, when he was 14, he thought it was going to be the Gadol Hador. And when he was 18, he started being realistic. He started wanting to give up. Got the Breslau and realized, no, I can learn for other reasons also. Even if I don't feel that strong connection to Hashem, but I really want to learn, I could fill up my day with the wanting, right? In other words, let's try to break this down a little bit differently. Goals, it's a wonderful thing. Why? Because if a person has a goal, he wants to accomplish, he wants to finish a certain mesechta, a certain amount of time, he wants to learn daf yomi, whatever goals a person has, they're wonderful things. But the way Reb Nachman teaches it, it's contrary to popular belief, a goal is a means. It's not an end. You know, what does that mean? It means that the purpose isn't to know the mesechta. The purpose is to learn. The goal spurns me on to learn. What happens if a goal doesn't spurn me on to learn? What if a goal does the exact opposite? What happens when the kid realizes he's not coming the next Gadol Hador, he's not going to be the next Moshe Feinstein? Then what happens to him? Stops learning. And we, on our level, our Shlosh Mozar, I want another Masechta, I want Daf Yomi, I want to finish this by a certain amount of time. And if we see that we're not learning our goals, I'm not learning the Daf every day, or I want to finish this Masechta, or these Mishnayos by a certain time, I see it's not going, then the goal, instead of being something which gets me to learn, becomes something which stops me from learning. It could happen with anything in serving Hashem. A person makes their goals into an Avodah Zarah. The goal is that he wants to be able to say this Brach with Kavanah. It's not going. He's going step by step, and he sees he's not achieving step one, and he gives up on everything else. But a person goes with an attitude of Lishma, meaning, I'm not on the highest level of Lishma, but I realize that the reason why I'm involving myself in serving Hashem, this is because it's for Hashem. The reason I'm learning is, whether or not I'm achieving my goals, or whether or not I'm going to get somewhere by the end of the day, every word of Torah is connecting me to Hashem much more than anything. Whether or not I'll finish these Mishnayos, whether or not I'll finish this Masech, this Daf Yomi, every day I need to learn something, because every day I need to be connected to Hashem through this. Even if I missed today's yesterday's Daf, there's today's Daf. You know, a person thinks, oh, I can't learn today's Daf. Why? Because I missed yesterday's. Okay, it's true, but you can still get today's Daf. Today I can get something, right? Hayom im b'kol tishma. Whatever I can get today. Today's also important, even if I don't get the goal. Rav Nachman has a medrash that someone once hired a group of people to come and fill up barrels of water. All the workers did it until one guy realized there's a hole in the barrel and all the water's spilling out. So everyone sits back and says, hey, you know, why are we wasting our time over here? The wise person, he just keeps on filling up the barrel. They ask him, what are you doing? The water's spilling out. He says, you didn't tell me the barrels had to be full. All I was told was to keep on pouring the water. So Rabbi Nachman says the same thing. A lot of people, when it comes to learning, the goal is to remember a Masechta, to remember Mishnayis, to remember whatever it is. But people start realizing that the water's spilling out. Uh-oh, I start forgetting. Why should I keep learning if I'm going to forget it? Why should I bother learning the Mishnah? I'm going to forget it tomorrow. So Rabbi Nachman says, you're being paid to learn. You get schar for that. Every little bit of Torah connects you with Hashem. Of course, it'd be wonderful if you could remember it. It's a mitzvah to try to remember it. It's a chazer, but that shouldn't make or break it. All these things are wonderful. You want to remember the Torah. You have goals. You want to achieve, to accomplish, to finish. These are great things. If it's getting you to learn more. Whatever gets you to learn more, that's good. But when I see that all the shalolishmas and all these things are getting me not to learn and getting me not to be connected to the Torah, that's it's a problem. To anything in serving Hashem. If I remember a story about a big tzaddik, and that makes me want to be him, like I'm also, it's wonderful to hear such stories. But if I hear stories about someone's amazing midos, Mesiris Nefesh, it makes me want to be like him, that's wonderful. But if it makes me think, oh, he's so great, I'm never going to be like that. What do I have to do with somebody like that? Then the stories like that aren't for us. You know, it's brought down, there's a part of the Sefer Reishis Chochma. It's not a simple Sefer to learn. There's a part in Reishis Chochma, it's called Maseches Gehenim, right? Gehenim. It deals very much with what it's like in Gehenna. So Nosman once said that the purpose that the author had of writing that was to get us to daven more, to learn more, to come closer to Hashem. If a person reads that or any sefer, and instead of getting him to learn more, to daven more, get closer, that wasn't the author's goal. The authors would have said, you should have read that, right? A person has to get himself to learn Lishma. That means, when it comes to the idea of goals and the guys remembering, I have to try to remember every day, whether I feel it or not, I have to daven and say brachos, whether I feel it like not. Avodas Hashem is whether I'm in the mood or whether I'm not in the mood, whether I feel like I'm achieving or I'm not. I try davening with kavana. If I see that I'm being successful, it's great. But even if I'm not, quote unquote, being successful, and it's a whole other schmooze as to how you define success in learning, but I am learning, right? It'd be great. I became a big Talmud Chacham. I end up knowing everything. And even if not, that's also good. It's also good. I think there was a story to bring down. Yeah, Portland didn't share, but it's set up in Breslov, how Rabbi Nosson came to Rabbi Nachman. That Rabbi Nosson was a big Talmud Chacham even before he came to Breslov. And he was getting frustrated, particularly in him, whatever it was. And he had a dream. And he kept on falling down this ladder. And he looked up in his dream, and there was somebody standing at the top of the ladder that said to him after he fell, he said, Lashon, abyssal is oich good. A little bit is also good. And then he realized that was really Rabbi Nachman, that a little bit is also good. That could be the anthem, the slogan, the banner, the mission statement of Breslov. A little bit is also good. Right? So let's try to go on back to Rabbi. Nachman actually gives advice and a way to learn. You know, it's not only that everyone could be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, not just Lishma Eitza. The Lishma Eitza is that we can go deeper. Why should I learn? You know, what am I learning about? If I'm not learning to be a Talmud Chacham, why am I learning? Right? So maybe we could talk Bimarach on that point a little bit more, but let's make a side point. Rabbi Nachman told us Chassidim, I'm going to make many, many groups out of you. The Breslov, after Nachman was Nifter, it's not going to be one Chassidus, you know, one group like other Chassidus have. It'll be many, many groups. And in a certain way, that's the secret of Breslov's survival. After 200 years without the Rebbe, they called him the Toita Chassidim, the dead Chassidim. How could it keep growing? It's getting bigger and bigger. They say that 80,000 people, 80,000 people were in Uman this year. What's the secret? So one of the secrets of the survival is that every generation, every community, every group can come up and become Breslov Chassidim in their own way. They don't have to be stuck into like a cookie cutter mold of the original group. The original group had Chassidim. In the early 1900s, you had Polish Chassidim. They came to Breslov and they didn't feel they had to give up their Polish Chassidus in order to become Breslov. They kept their own individuality, their own flavor, and they adapted themselves to the teachings of Breslov. That was in the early 1900s. Later on, in the 1940s, the 1950s, Yerushalmi started coming to Breslov. There's a huge Yerushalmi Breslov community. You have American Breslov community. You know, you have a Litvish in Lakewood. It's all over, right? So, how did people do this? Because they adapted Breslov teachings to themselves. That's the secret. That's one of the secrets of how Breslov keeps on going. At the end of the day, all these young groups are all Breslov and Chassidim, but in their own way. They all hisboded us. They all try learning Rabbi Nachman's Torahs. They try to understand it. The one major difference between, you know, different ways of in Breslov, the one major difference is about the Derech HaLimud. And there's Sicha Saran, it's Sicha Ayin Vav, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, that's how they translate in English, Sicha Saran. It's Ayin Vav 76. So you'll have a little bit of a machloikis. I don't say machloikis, it's a bad word, I'm sorry. You have different factions within Breslov who understand it on what he meant over here. I'm going to read a few. It's not so long, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. Siper Imanu. Rebbe spoke to us, Harvey Harvey B'inyan Ze Shetoiv Lilma B'mehirus. It's good to learn quickly. Not to be so precise in your learning, right? Rak Lilma B'pshitas B'zrizus. Simply and quickly to move. Livli Laval Bel Daito Harvey B'shas Limudo. Me'inyan L'inyan Rak Yire L'havin Hadav B'pshitas B'mekomo. Not to try to get confused, just to go straight. Don't get stuck on something, to keep moving. Meaning, you didn't understand it right now, because you didn't realize that question is going to be answered in the 30 blot from now, or whatever it is, not to stay so much on that. So that's the way I mean. When I spoke about this with Rav Katz, Rav Avram Katz Shlita, Toshmonzi Rebbe, and I said, was Rabbi Nachman saying lean b'li havana? He said, no, not at all. You have to learn with havana, but not to get stuck and to stay on one thing for too long. So that's the way that I received it. There are certain different extremes, different opinions of how others understood it, but that's one way. But one reason why there's such a disparity in understanding what Nachman means, because the whole idea of learning Torah, something that's very personal. How does a person learn Torah? With his mind. And everyone's mind is totally different than his friends. Some people are more deep. Some people acquire a lot of knowledge. Some people are more analytical. It's hard to say, learn like this. If I say that to a person, I tell a person, you can only learn deep, analytical, like a lot of yeshivas do. It's hard for a person who has a broader mind. It's very hard for him to concentrate that way. In certain yeshivas, if you learn 4 blot azman, that's a lot, right? So someone who's trained, they're learning 40, 50 blot azman to sit there on blot. It's very difficult. You know, Rabbi Portnoy said when he first came to yeshiva, he said they spent 6 weeks on one amud. So it's hard when someone who's not trained like that, your mind doesn't work like that. The opposite's also true, right? For someone who's very analytical, to come to yeshiva and tell him now, you're going to learn 100 blot in 2-3 months, it's very hard for him. Every person has their own way
the Shorsh and the Shama, how they connect to it. So that Rabbi Nachman telling us, right? To say backwards, like if you tell me this is what Rabbi Nachman says, then it's hard because everyone has to understand the way his mind works, right? So the way I was given over to me is that Rabbi Nachman is not telling us how you should learn. Everyone should learn the way he likes. A person likes learning slower, learn at that pace. You learn like faster, learn faster. You like going deep, whatever. You know, everyone should learn what's best, what works best for them, right? But Rabbi Nachman is telling us something more. In Sicha Saran, you know, he brings down that there's a concept that people like to travel and talk to other people about where they've been. I went to this country, I went to that country, I took a vacation here. You know, in some circles, it's so competitive, it's so ridiculous. They pick the most exotic places. There's nothing to do in these places. They just want to tell their friends how far away I went for a yeshiva week, whatever it is. But the point is that the idea is that everyone wants to be able to say after 120 years, I was in Bava Kama, I was in Bava Metzia, I saw that Tosfos, I was there. When you get to Shemayim, you're going to be able to tell people, I went to Yerushalmi, I was in Bavli, I was everywhere. So how does a person accomplish that? How can you say, I have time to learn everything? Right? I have the mind to learn everything? So the way Rabbi Nachman says, I'm going to read the next paragraph now. V'amr she'ein tzrichim b'limud rak ha'amir levad, lo'imr ha'davarim keseder, u'memei le'yovin. He says you just go through it, right? Meaning, some Breslovers have a Seder where they just go through, they just cover ground, right? They're literally just, saying the words, Rabbi Nachman says, the simple way of doing it is just to start at the beginning and go straight. Not to skip anything, right? You start with brachas, you go through the Mishnah, brachas, peah, delai, you go through shas, brachas, Shabbos, erev, psach, right? Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, you start from me, and you're just going straight, and you don't stop. What do you mean? Right? You're going to get stopped. I don't understand everything, right? So, there's a story they bring down that Rabbi Nachman told Rabbi Nosson he should start learning Kisvei Ari. After a couple of days, Rabbi Nosson came back to him and said, I don't understand anything. So for some of us, he knows Kisri, some of us don't understand Gemara Rashi Tosfos, right? So when Rav Nachman said to him, here's what you should do. Take a pencil and make a mark next to everything you don't understand, but just keep going. And next time around, don't go with a pencil, you're going to go with an eraser. And you'll see him erasing some of the things that you thought you didn't understand the first time. At the third time through, you'll be erasing even more. A couple times, you're going to see that you understand everything. So in certain factions of Brussels, they say the same thing. Just start learning Mishnayos, start learning Gemara, start learning Shulchan Aruch, whatever it is. You understand? Shouldn't be afraid. Just keep going because you're going to get stuck. Don't. Just make a mark, skip it, and go on. Now, this is not the normal Seder. This is like an additional Seder that they have in Breslov, right? Let me cover a few more points that I want to. Rabbi Nachman also says he didn't chazer the first time around. He didn't say not to chazer. He didn't say not to chazer. He didn't say yes to chazer. A lot of times it happens, we start learning, we say, oh, I forgot what I just learned, so we go back. So he goes back a little further, goes back because he keeps forgetting. Rabbi Nachman says, don't worry if you forget. You keep going. And the same way, if you understand, you keep going. You'll get back to it. So a person can have a normal Seder. Rabbi Nachman says the chazer. He says a normal Seder. When you're learning Masechta, and you chazer, you review, and you have your time, that's your review. That's your normal Seder. This is something different that he's talking about. This is a time when you're going through trying to finish Kol HaTorah Kula. To finish it, to go over it again and again, you take an art scroll, whatever it is, you go through. If I don't understand something, you make a mark. But the point of this is just to keep on going. Then you finish, you go back, and that way you end up covering much more ground. For many, they do this. It's much faster than a Daf Yomi. Right? So why is that? Rabbi Yitzchak Bender, one of the leaders of Breslov in the past generation, once in this type of Seder, when a person makes that, you come to a point you don't understand. So instead of going around and calling up your friends and you're asking them, that time you spent doing that, you just spend time going further and you cover much more. Right? There is a time for understanding everything. Whatever I don't understand, I ask my friend, I ask the Shul Meishiv, I ask the Rebbe, whatever it is, I look at an art scroll, whatever, until I understand it. But this is different. This is a time I'm trying to go through the whole thing, trying to just accomplish and cover as much ground. And that answer, that time when I could have spent, trying to get an answer, I'm just going to go weiter, right? And he covers a lot of ground. So a person who has this attitude, which is prevalent in certain Breslover circles, they go through Kol HaTorah Kulo. They come to shul, and they'll bring a pile of Svarim with them, right? And they'll do a little bit. They'll have a little Mishnayos. They bring a little Gemara, a little Shulchan Aruch, a little Tanakh, a little Medrash, right? You know, everything has English translations nowadays, so they get the Teich. It's not so difficult, right? And even if they can't, they just do one line in Mishnah. I can't. I'll do one line in the Yushalmi. I'll do something in it, right? You know, it's brought down, besides the translation, just saying the words of Zohar. Even if you don't understand it, it's not written in Hebrew. It's Aramaic. It's a difficult Aramaic. And even if you understand what the words mean, you could teach it. The whole thing is riddles. It's riddles. It's analogies. It's very impossible to understand it. There's a beautiful Pirush Mosuk Midavash, right? But they bring down even just to say the words is a very big thing. So Reb Nachman says when you're just saying words in Zohar gives a person a cheshek, a desire to learn more. And then they'll be able to accomplish more grounds. So a lot of Breslovers do this. They make a little time every day to say some Zohar, right? Some have a minhag in, it's not just Breslov actually, a lot of Hasidim have a minhag in Elul to try to finish saying Tikkuni Zohar, right? Tikkuni Zohar is 70 different explanations of just the first word, Bracious, right? So they start Rosh Chodesh Elul and finish by Yom Kippur. Breslov like do this the whole year. They say a little bit of Zohar, you know, one line, two line, three lines, an Amud, a Daf, whatever. Person just to give themselves that it's a Mekadesh, a person gives more of a Cheshik. And that's the practical advice which Rabbi Nachman gives, that we should learn and understand. So this is one way of understanding Sikh Ayin Vav, right? There's other ways of understanding it. In some places they'll tell you in Breslov that Rabbi Nachman was not talking advice at all about how to learn. All Rabbi Nachman was saying in Sikha Ayin Vav was it's a practical idea that everyone understands that when you learn, it's not good to spend a lot of time trying to understand everything when it's hard to understand. This is the way Rabbi Katz explained it to me, that when you're getting stuck, okay, see, go fight there. It wasn't giving us a way to live your life until an altar. Stam, you know, giving an Eitzah. Right? So that was the Mahalach that I personally attached myself to. There are other extremes. The people just say the words. They say the words, the Gemaras, the Mishnayos, the Zohar. They just go through it 20, 30 blot a day, right? And Rabbi told me that he spoke to Bachram who they're doing like 30 blot a day. They've gone 4 or 5 times through Shas, right? It was a 16-year-old kid. He did Shas. He said, I'm saying learned, he said Shas 10 times at 30 blot a day, right? Again, this is probably the most, I would say, fragmented part in Breslov. There's so many different approaches into how to understand what Rabbi Nachman was saying in this Torah. But if you hear these different opinions, you know, across the board, they'll say, oh, this was Rabbi Nachman's. It's not true. Most of the, you know, 99% of the Breslov, they're all on the same board. The importance of his bodhidus, the importance of mikveh, the importance of going to Uman, that everyone's on the same page. In this particular detail, in this particular mahalach, how to incorporate Rabbi Nachman's H's into learning. So again, try to go over some of the different opinions, and you know, everyone should try to be shoyal and ask someone who's much more experienced and much more comfortable in these texts, and they can give them an H's that'll work for their neshama. Okay, shkoyach.